And tonight at the Wilder Room, Rochester Jazzero, Rich Thompson. Rich, who do you have to know, man?
Well, you have to know you,
yeah,
for one, and John Nugent and Mark Iacona. No, it's just, you know, I can remember the last time we did an interview in 2012 when I had my first Trio Generations group with Chris Iemba and Miles Brown.
Right.
And we were at Xerox Auditorium.
We were indeed.
So it's taken me a long time and search to find these two gentlemen that I really wanted to play and record with again.
Who are these amazing gentlemen?
And this is Gavin Gray, the bassist, and this is Andrew Carroll, our pianist.
All right. So talk about the inner workings of a trio, Rich Thompson style.
Well, my style is to find the best people that you can get and then just let them add to the whole mix. And then you know when it works and you know when it's not.
Yeah. Talk about leading a trio from the drum chair, because everybody has a different style. It's a bassist-led trio or a piano-led trio, but from a drumming-led trio, it's a whole other dynamic.
Well, it is because of so many of the greats that have come before me, like the Art Blakeys, and to go on, you know, I could, but Mel Lewis and so many
right.
People, Shelly Man and everything, but mostly when you get good people around you like this, you just make suggestions, well, kind of broad strokes, I might say. And then things just start to come together. And these two gentlemen all have such great input on what we're doing that it's sort of a culmination.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real trio.
More like a set, so in terms of input, in terms of writing, set lists, how would you describe the input?
Well, I think I start to make the suggestions for the set lists and things like that, and then they start giving their input, because I have to be conscious of what they have to do with each tune, and tempos and feeling, and how do they like the tunes that I'm picking. Maybe they hate them, and so they'll suggest their own tunes, and I'll say, okay. And so, you know, you can't be a dictator about any of this kind of stuff.
Oh, you could.
Well, you could, but that's just not me. I would rather surround myself with people that I trust and that really love to play with musically.
That being said, Rich, so given your latest recording, is an organ-based recording, but can you transfer that to this kind of setting?
Well, I can, because I have such great players to do that with, and we're going to play Who Do You Have to Know Tonight from my latest recording that you've been playing for me, thankfully,
yeah,
at the radio station.
A man with some serious street cred. It's one of the tracks off his new album. Rich Thompson, new album, Who Do You Have to Know?
Thanks.
This is Who I Have to Know, this guy right here.
Thank you
so much, man. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks.